We left off last time. We're in the middle of some Enkofe Se'if tests. We discussed the idea that Maliach Roteach, and that when you salt things, which again is, I must admit, the whole sugya of Malicha is not as nogea now as it once was. Once upon a time, everyone salted meat at home. So if you messed up a little, you got lots of good Malicha shilas. Nowadays, I don't know how often we really salt anything. But, okay, nonetheless, let's go on to, we're up to, I don't know how to describe where we're up to, right before the Chaf Tess of the Shach. If I recall correctly. what? Okay, we're up to?
We just made the deal with the Eman. The Eman gave a summary of the Shita, the Gomini, the Tila, for Malicha.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so we hadn't yet discussed the Shach in Sivkat and Chafches in that case. Thank you. So let's go back to the Shach in, let's go back to V'im HaBasar, by the Shach Sivkat and Chafches. V'im HaBasar Shemach Imo Ushamein. If you're salting fat with kosher, and the kosher thing is Shamein, Afilu B'shumen Agid Uknok No Shabot Sar Shish Mabatlo, even if the treif is only shumna gidu knokonos, which are not really fundamentally fatty, you still need shishim with little nukushno, you can feel smakom of fachos klipa, and to take off from where they touch kdenutilo, or at least today klipa. Okay, this is something we'll just want to review briefly. Maybe we'll try to review most of Sif tests a little more briefly, since it's really foreign to us in terms of our practical lifestyle. Here's the question of, what if you have Malicha, Heter Shamein, and Iser Kachosh? Right, that's basically what we're talking about here. Heter Shamein, Iser Kachosh, or Semi-Kachosh, or whatever it was, depending on its Im or Vim. The question is, do we say, remember we had this big machlokas when it came to Tzli, do we say Azam Hai, Mefatim Hai, we had a Taz and a Shach, etc. So do we say that the Shemen fattens up the Iser Kachosh, and then the Iser Kachosh can spread through the whole Heter Shamein or not? So basically the Mechaber said yes, if the Boshin Mechimo, if the Heter meat that was with it is Shamein, then it's Azal Hai Mefatim Lehai, and the Shach in Sivkat and Chafkes agrees with him. And he quotes a Marshal who disagrees. What is he quoted here from the Marshal? I think the Marshal is in this cut in some place. Yeah. Aikra Dina Hisig Marshal Baga Osakur Umviu Umviu Habach Zelashona feeling and read Haki Anime Sleesh Homa it's Fatima Hai Bahai. The Gam Shem Kham Shari Nisal Zem Zab Licha Lomatin as far as those. So here's the question, do we say right Azil Hai? Right, this one goes and fattens up the other one, right? Do we say this fattens up the kachosh, and then the kachosh can go through the whole shaming or not? Right, 1, 2. So says the Maharshal and the Bach and the Taz. The Taz is not here. The Taz happens to be a little later, much later in this Se'if in Sifkatan Chavav. The Taz of Sukkotan is in Sukkotan Chavav disagrees. He says no, it gives no power. This Kachosh has no more power to Aser because it's Asering something Shomeng than if it was Asering something Kachosh. Right? Basically says, and only Asers who are farther Yisr Kachosh can penetrate, which is a Kedin Tila or a Kedin Klipa. The Mechaber disagrees. Says the Mechaber, yes, and therefore it answers the whole thing. That's what he just said here. Okay, what's this Machlokas? I don't really know any deep lumbus behind this Machlokas. They seem to argue whether, even if we say, and we did Paskin earlier, that when it comes to sleep, heat, one goes and fattens up the other. Does that necessarily work with salty things also? Okay, somehow the machlok is in chemistry or something. Whether that process works or not, we'll leave it at that for now. Someone wants to investigate more can tell me what they can tell me what they come up with. Says the shach at the end here. However, that's only if they're both meluchim. But if the iser is meluach and the heter is tafel, then they do not. Then he doesn't think it works. Then the question is, what about this? If so, what about this case? What's this case? Here you have Isser, Kachosh, Meluach, Heter, Shaming, Tafel. What if the Heter, Shaming is not salted? And normally the salt affects the non-salt, the non-salt doesn't affect the salt. So in this case, will the Heter fatten the Isser? So here, the Shach says no. Says why? Because the heter can affect the iser, only the iser can affect the heter. And here it's not so clear, the Nekudas HaKesef says, and the Rabbi Kiva Eger here also points out that there's a Mechaber earlier who seems to be against this. And then you have to figure out how you can answer this stira or not answer this stira. But says, and this is not Shachto Nekudas HaKesef, it starts with the word Hagam, it's his son. However, says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Nekudas HaKesef, Alpi the Mechaber, Simen Ayin, I think is where they're quoting from. I think they say Simen Ayin. Yes. Okay. How does that work? Somehow, this Isser Kochosh that is Meluach, even though the Heter cannot affect the Isser, somehow when the Isser starts going into the Heter, the Isser that goes into the Heter becomes a little more fattened and continues to come through, and that still works. Okay, that's a three-way machlokas.
Possibly with 3 ways, you go
to the back to the head. No, you wouldn't go that far. It's only a question of 2 ways. But the Shach says it can't go 2 ways because it can't go this way, right? And what do they all say from Siman Ayin? They all say somehow that, like, as it goes in, basically, what's the question? Do we say clearly only goes one way, but do we say it gets fattened on the way through? Does it get fattened on the way through and able to go through the whole thing or not? Again, reminiscent of the discussion we had earlier, but Malicha might have a different answer than Sli. And that's machlokas there. Okay, we'll leave that as a three-way machlokas, and now try to get to the summarize briefly the famous machlokas that the Mordechai brings down between the Maharam and Rabbeinu Nissan. Okay, we don't get to hear from Rabbeinu Nissan a lot, so it's very exciting. About the following case. What if you have here chalev? What's chalev? Chalev is red because it's very nice. Right? Red light. And the chalev is touching many pieces of meat. As a matter of fact, by the time I'm done with it, I'm pretty sure that this chalev is, no, this is not my best attempt to draw a flower or something. This chalev is batel b'shishin. Do we say all the pieces of meat together are mitzareif to be batel b'shishin or not? If this would be cooking, then for sure all these pieces would be mitzareif to be mevatelit, because the tam would spread equally. But do we say likewise to melicha? The tam spreads equally everywhere. So let us see. Before we see, the Shulchan Aruch brought down a whole bunch of rishonim either both ways. But let's get the two main rishonim quoted in the Mordechai, the Rabbeinu Nesanel and the Maharam. Said Rabbeinu Nesanel. That it is batel b'shishim in all the chatichos, meaning kol hachatichos mitzarfos. That is Rabbeinu Nissano. Sorry, Thank you so much. And said the that's in the Mordechai. Right? Quotes the Mordechai. Basios brings out other Rishonim too. About the Maharam, that's the Maharam in Rittenberg. The Rebbe of the Mordechai. The Rush and lots of other Rishonim. Says no. No, we can't say it spreads evenly for dissipates throughout the Chatichos. It does not dissipate throughout all the Chatichos. And therefore, it's not Batel. Even if Chatichos are 60 times the Isser here is Chaylev. Why is the Isser always Chaylev? Because when would you have mess ups in salting? You salt the meat as soon as you shecht it. You're supposed to cut off. That's nicker, we called it. Nun, yud, kuf, reish, vav. Cut off all the chaylev and then salted. If you left a piece of chaylev on when you salted it, which was a common mistake in the old days, you would have these shaylevs. Let us see how we paskin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, continuing to read in the Shulchan Aruch, b'chol zalini chaticha atzu say chaylev dabek. Until that, we're talking about the piece the chaylev was stuck to. What are all the other pieces that were salted together with it? If each one that's not 60 times the chaylev is treif, the aim it starts from the yachal of vatal chaylev. They're not starved together in vatal chaylev. Why the aim chaylev mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha? Because the chaylev doesn't spread from one piece to the next piece. Okay, end of Mechaber. Basically, how did the Mechaber paskin? He paskins clearly like the Maharam. Why did the Mechaber paskin like the Maharam? Okay, maybe he likes his Svara. He also pointed out that where Elazar remits and the Urayim holds that way. So, this is the Mechaber. You see, the Ramos can be more complicated. Now, what does this mean, Lamaisa? Let's try to get the Mechaber down practically in a very simple way. But the Mechaber says there's no such thing of Bittul B'Shishim. Says the Mechaber. There's no Bittul B'Shishim. Therefore, we couldn't care less what all the Chatichos are compared to the Chaylev, right? It's irrelevant, right? The ratio of Kol HaChatichos to the chaylev is irrelevant because it's not mefapeya chaticha lechaticha. Rather, what do we say? We say for each piece that touched the chaylev, if this piece is 60 times the chaylev, then it's mutter, because the chaylev is buffalo in that piece. Excuse me. And if this piece is not 60 times the chaylev, then it's usser. So for each piece that touched the chaylev, if that piece alone is 60 times, then it's mutter. If that piece alone is less than 60 times, then it is usher. Yes.
So you can have like several people which are Shishim that are meeting Taru, but then the rest of the people are Surim.
Exactly. There's no reason that would be illogical. Let's say there were like 8 pieces. The schelo was 1 ounce, there were 8 pieces, and half of them were 60 ounces, half of them were 50 ounces. All the 60 ounce pieces are mutter, so you can touch the chelov is buckled on them. All the 50 ounce pieces are usher, because if they touch the chelov, then the chaylev is not buffalo and asr's them. No, okay, so only the piece that touched the chaylev are a problem. Okay, we'll get to why in a second. There's a lot of kashrut on this mechaber. Maybe we'll see if we have time to answer all of them or not. Now, let's just ask another question. So, what do we do practically according to the mechaber? Practically, what do we do according to the Chaber. So, if Lemaisa, if we know which pieces touch the Chaylev then use this rule, right?
Size them up.
If we know which pieces touch the chela, then any pieces. Okay, this is going to be a little tricky. So let's say this a little better. L'maisa, according to Machaber, any piece not 60 times chelev is usher if it touched the chelev. And what if you're not sure? You have a lot of pieces less than 60 times the chelev, which would be a common case. I mean, it all depends in the old days. If the guy did a little bit of a negligent job and left a tiny piece of chelev on, then probably almost all the pieces will be 60 times the chelev, not a big deal. The guy did a really bad job and left a big piece of chelev on, you're in trouble. But what if you don't know which tops like over here? What's the problem? Problem is you stick them all. How do you discover this problem, right? You salt a whole pile of meat. Then as you take that pile apart, somehow at some point you discover a piece of chelev someplace. You don't know exactly what touch what necessarily. What if you don't know? What if you don't know which pieces? Meaning for the ones less than 60. Not 60 times. Touch chelev. Then it's very simple. Says the Machaber, if he says it a little less precisely than he could have. He says if it could have touched all of them, they're usher, and if it only touched one, it's mutter. Maybe we could say a little better. We could just say a little more precise. If, because there's all and there's one, there's a lot of things in between all and one, right? Like, I mean, how many things are there in between all and one, conceptually? Rove and miut, right? So, if chelev may have touched rove, even though he says all, but obviously it's going to be rove, they're all usher. If it only touched miut, he says one. Then they're all mutter. Even though in his lashon, the way the Machaber said, and he wasn't being 100% precise. Here he said all, and here he said one. But that was an example. Obviously, it's in between one and all these. If it might have touched rove with a piece, then rove with a piece, or usher. If it might have touched only minority of the pieces, then they're bottled the rove to the kosher pieces. Then you have tarovas of trade pieces and kosher pieces. And because the trade pieces are bottled the rove, yavish, the yavish, to the kosher pieces. And even though, what is it at the end? What if the pieces are useless kaved and they're kosher? That doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because they're not also intrinsically, they only have to go to Bliya, and then there's no chumer dover of Chiyuvus Kavod. Okay, there's a lot of kashas on this. The Shach and the other poskim asked a lot of kashas on this Mechaber. The one most famous kasha in the Mechaber is this long Shtaz of Kavod Chof Beis is very concerned about. He points out a stira between this Mechaber and Se'if Zion. What did this Mechaber assume? It's really between the Maharam and Sif Zayin. But you can't ask a steer in the Maharam, because who says the Maharam wrote Sif Zayin? You know, he didn't write the Shofar Arachon on the Chabri, because there's a steer. So there are two famous kashas on this Mechaber. One of them is more worth getting into. What's the famous steer? Here is the famous steer. In Sif Zayin, what did we say? Remember we said, does a Bliya go from piece to piece? Does a blia? A blia's isher went into one piece. Will it go from that piece to another piece? Only with rotev, or if the blia is? No, or if the blia is? Shami. A blia that's shami will go from piece to piece. What did Maram just say? A blia that's shami won't go from piece to piece. That's why it's not bottled in all the pieces. And as the Mechaber here said, what was the loshen? Ein chela mefapea mechaticha lechaticha below rotev. Doesn't go from piece to piece. So here we said that a blias chelev is mefapeya mechaticha lechaticha without rotev. But what do we say in Siftes?
that we ask chilav. Remember, we're talking about chilav here. We're not talking about the kachosh things. Mefapeya, mechaticha, lechaticha. It's almost the same words, except the problem is he says the opposite. It's if Tess, he says, ein chilav, mefapeya, mechaticha, lechaticha, below rotev, talking about chilav. And it's if Zion, he says, Balam and Advarma Mefapim Bitivan go Shuman O Seris Haverta Bain Bitzli Bain Binogas Zobozosha Isra Baluba Atam Mefapea Yotzi Mechatiko Lakatiha. Here it's in Zion Mefapea Mechatiko Lakatiha in test Eno Fape Mechatiko Lakatiha, both talk about fat. Okay, how would you answer this stira? Right? The Taz is very upset about the stira. And he says the Mechaber was just negligent. Here he's quoting a Maharam, and there he was quoting a Rashba, and the Maharam doesn't have to fit with the Rashba. The Rashba doesn't fit with the Maharam. I mean, the Rashba can fit with the Rain of Sandal here. But the Mechaber messed up and made a rookie mistake by quoting two mutually contradictory shitas. Okay, so that's probably unlikely the Mechaber made such a rookie mistake. How would you defend the Mechaber? What? No. I think he's talking about good chilev here. He's talking here about chilev mamish. Exactly. Now the Taz also knew that, and the Taz says, and if he wants to say it's different, tzli and malicha, no, malicha kotech, there's no difference. Okay, that's not a very convincing taina. And don't say it's different in malicha and tzli, because there's no difference; they're the same. We know that's not true. We know for many things they're different. Like, for example, we pass most of the one is the klipa, right? So I must admit, it's a tema to me why the Taz was so convinced that this is an impossible chiluk to make. We make this chiluk for a lot of subtle things. So it's very strange. It's mamash a tema to me why he thought this was a good taina. As a matter of fact, if you look in the where we have it on the daf, in the Mishpat of Zav on this Taz, he says the ayin pri chadosh min chaskoe. Oh, maybe he doesn't. There's many differences, like the teal and klipa, etc., etc. Right? He doesn't really like that, and therefore, okay, that's what he says. No, he says not a very good taina. Says the prechadash and minchas kohen both quoted it. The prechadash on this taz prechadash. And the Minchas Kohen says, no problem. This is Tzli, and this is Malicha. In Tzli, a shumming Blia has power to go from piece to piece, and it doesn't. Okay, this is one of the, even though Malicha Grotech is one of the many, many differences between Tzli, and Malicha. That's one answer. The Nekudas HaKesef here, right here, of the Shach, has a different answer. And he says, Lo Kashamidi, De Lachum Rechayeshim Vapeh Mechaticha Lechaticha Blo Rotev. Says the Shach a different answer. He says, no, the Mechaber really didn't paskin it was or it wasn't Mefapea. The Mechaber was just Machaber both ways. Maybe it's Mefapea from one piece to another piece equally, or maybe it's not. Therefore, he's Machaber both ways. And Sif Zayin, the question is, can you answer even that other piece later? Yes. It's a test of question. Can you matter based on the fact it spreads in all the pieces? No, because maybe it doesn't. So he just gives a different answer. No difference between Tzli and Malicha. But in the Nekudas HaKesef, says that it is just a suffix. I don't mean a sfeikah d'dina. A sfeikah metzias. I mean, the din is that we have no clear Masorah, and we're not sure. I don't think he means we're not true to Paschal. Like, I think he means, no, the Mechaber Paschal is that it acts unpredictably. And therefore, Choshishim, Shemifapeya Lechora,
But ein sumchem al ze shemifapeya b'shave lekula.
Okay, we're not make a seidel spread everywhere and be bought, because maybe it's stuck in the first one that it touched. But we are machmir to say that it'll go into the next one if there isn't shish in levatel. So we're just machmir both ways because we're not sure what will happen. Okay, there are the two defenses of the machaber. So interesting. Why don't we be machmir like on this one that maybe it's spread dafka there or not anywhere else and then don't shishim? That the machaber didn't say. So you have to say it's not that the shach thinks it will act totally randomly, meaning either it will. I think if it spreads, it'll spread evenly. If it spreads beyond the inner circle, it will spread evenly. That's why we're not machmir like randomly here. If it spreads beyond the inner circle, it'll spread evenly. And if it doesn't spread, it'll stay more in the inner circle. But he doesn't think it'll randomly like go left but not right. That far he's not choshish. He's not choshish for total randomness. Just that it might spread further or it might spread closer. Okay.
No,
so that's what I mean by Mimar Shach. What I mean to say is this. If, let's say, according to the Shach, what I mean to say is this. Let's say all these Hatichos together were only 59. They would all be trade if we'd say it spread equally. Right? Let's say all these Hatichos together were 60. Then we'd say the outer ones are trade for the inner ones are kosher because maybe it only spread to the inner ones.
The
Chol Achas that might have touched it. That might only the ones that might have touched it. Because you have to read, you have to continue. Right? That's only if the ones that it touched, how do I know? I know he didn't say that yet, because then he says that in Yodur Shalonoga Eloba Achas, in Yodur Ezehu Kula Mutaros. Right? So he makes his own kip that he meant only the ones that touched. So again, what's the difference? Let's review for a second. If all of these were 59, or if all of these were 60, says the Minchas Kohen and the Pri Chadash, in Tzli, it spreads to all of them. If they're all 59, they're all Aser. If they're all 60, they're all Mutter. And in Malicha, it doesn't spread at all. Only these ones are Aser, regardless. Said the Shach, no, Malicha and Tzli are the same. We're just Choshish both ways. So in both Malicha and Tzli, if it's 60, we say it only spreads to the inner circle more. And it's only the inner circle is Aser. And if it's 59, we say it spread everywhere and they're all Aser. That's the Sheet of the Shach.
That's
why
you're not sure.
What?
That's why you're not sure.
No, that's in this case. Okay, let me go over this again. How about if it has? Let's take this example. Touched. The ones in touch total 10. The others total 49. Right? Or the ones that touch total 10 and the others total 50. What would the Minchas Kohen and the Pri Chadash say? What would the Minchas Kohen and the Pri Chadash say? They would say in this case, they would say in Malicha, it doesn't spread. So here, 10 are Aser. And here, 10 are Aser, right? Because Malicha doesn't spread. In Tzli, it does spread. So here, they're all Aser. And here, they're all Mutter, right? What would the Shach say in the Nekudas HaKesef? He would say, no difference between Malicha and Tzli. Malicha or Tzli are the same. We're just Choshes both ways. So here, we say, maybe it didn't spread. No, maybe it did spread. Here, it would be more Machmer to say it spread evenly. So they're all Aser. Here, be more machmir to say it didn't spread evenly. So only the 10 are Aser. And what if you don't know how many touched, how many didn't touched? Then you just have to work out the math. See which would be more. According to the Shach, whichever way is more machmir, that it spread, it didn't spread, paskin that way. According to the Minchas Kohen and the Pri Chadash, in Malicha, it only spreads to what touches it. And then you have to work out what touched, what didn't. Just work out the logic. And in Tzli, it spreads to everything. Okay, that is one famous kasha on this machaber. Maybe we'll leave the Mechaber at this kasha. There's other kashas on the Mechaber that the Shach and Rabbi Akiva Eger discuss, but we will leave it for now and move on to the Ramah. That is the Mechaber. Let's move on to the Ramah. Says the Ramah. V'yei Shomrim, D'chol Malicha Eino Siris Rak Dei Klipa, Some people say all malicha only asers kidei klipa, even if it's shumming. Meaning, forget about from one piece to another. Some people say shumming doesn't spread at all. We had that on the board last time. What name did we put on the board who says that malicha doesn't spread at all? There is no shamnunis for malicha at all. We put the Ramban, and what does he say here? Torah Mordechai Shem Rav Yah. He also goes for Rav Yah. And Rabbi Ephraim, the Poskim, the Ran, the Rashba, etc. Shem Ramban. He doesn't mean the Rashba, he means Shem Ramban. Tzarech Ion, what he said elsewhere, that the Ramban holds otherwise, but this seems to be the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban and the Rav Yah, let's call it. Okay, now he's going to leave that. Now he said, Hachosh. No, again, the Shar b'chom alicha b'shishim, because we're not a baki in shaman and kachosh. We just always use shishim for alicha. Okay, so far it sounds like good chumer, right? We Ashkenazim, we don't know what shaman is kachosh. We treat everything as shaman, and it's usher. Come up with bishul. Oh, but like bishul, we're actually mekel. Ashkenazim, all of a sudden, are mekel like Rabbeinu Nesana. Like bishul, everything's mitzdarif. Dim ika shishim made a kol biyachad. If there's shishim, everything biyachad. Neged kol achatir shehil dod. Well, of course, you don't just need shishim neged the chemev, because we're Ashkenazim. What do we hold from in two words?
Kanan.
But it, and no, Kanan b'shari surin. And what do we call the piece the chelev stuck to? Isser dava, correct. So you need shishim connected the whole piece the chelev stuck to. Azak kol shari, then everything's about to avado. So chatikol she isser dava, but except for the piece that the Isser is stuck to. However, whatever touched the piece that had the chilav needs klipa, and if you don't know, then everything's mutter. Okay, and if there's not shishim, it's all usher, and you shouldn't deviate from minhag. Even though there's a little bit of a kula, okay, there's a big machlokas here in the shach and the taz, what this little bit of a kula is. The shach goes straight up from the vosh. Taz says a strange plot, shach, but then added some words to turn it to say shach. We'll stick with shach, which is pasuk shach. There's a little kula. What's the little kula? The little kula is that he's like Rabbeinu Nesanal against the Maharam, right? That he lets everything in starve to shishim and assumes even the kula that it spreads evenly everywhere. If it's this or shamin, we're makel to say that it spreads evenly everywhere, like in bishul. That's a little kula. But however, we can be mitzarif to Rabbeinu Nesanel the day of the Ramban and the Rav Yah, that even chilav never spreads more than a klipa. In order not to have to differentiate between shaman and kachosh, because we're not bekiyum. Okay, stop. What does this mean? This is a little unclear, which may be why the Levush and the Taz were a little confused. But there's only one real possible shot in Ramah, so I'm going to apologize for that like too, and then we'll put the Ramah on the board. And we'll see what he means. By the way, Binyamin,
yes.
When Corona ends and everyone's allowed to walk everywhere in sheer, I'm going to give you the job to take a picture of the board. I'm very excited.
All right. Then we should all sit on the other
side. Okay. But let's see. What's this small kula of the Ramah? Let's remember, we had, first of all, we start with a chumra drama. A chumra drama is that you need to measure against the whole piece that the chilev is stuck to instead of only the chilev, because of chanan ve'isr dovuk. Right? So first of all, 60 times what? According to the Machaber, just the chilev. And according to the Rama, the chaticha sha'chilev Dovok, because that chatichah is chanan, because it's an isur dovok. Okay, so we start off, they're almost a little more machmir. Now, what's the difference? Let's review the different halacha according to the Mechaber and according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, what do you do if you have, right, remember, what's our topic here? You have isur salted with many pieces of heter, which again, in the old days, when you would salt your meat at home, was a super duper common thing that would happen. So, What does the Mechaber say? Let's review what the Mechaber says. Says the Mechaber, it depends. According to the Mechaber, if the Isser was Kachosh, or the Isser was Shami. If the Isser was Kachosh, it doesn't spread at all. Obviously not from piece to piece. It doesn't need to spread through the whole piece. Only Asher's could be Klipa, right? So, only could be Klipa of pieces that touched it is Asher. Not such a big deal. Which peaches touched it, and you take off a G'day Klipa. What if all the pieces touched it? So you take off a little Klipa, not the end of the world, right? What if the Isser is shoving? Then that's Siftes, right? Then he paskins like the Maharan. What does he say? Pass like the Maharan. Every piece that might have touched it is totally usher, unless it is 60 times the isser. Okay, according to this, Maharad, the Mechaber comes up with a big chumrah, right? If you have an isser shumming and you salt it together with a lot of pieces of heter, and all the pieces of heter might have touched it, they could all be usher if they're not 60 times, each 60 times, right? But how about the Ramah? The Ramah is much worse because we're not Bekiyim. So what does the Ramah say? Bein Isser Kachosh. Or what would the Ramah? The Ramah would like to say. Or Rama would have said, what would Rama? He would have said, Bein Isser Shomin, Bein Isser Kachesh, Kachosh, Ein Anu Bikiyem. So we treat everything as Shomin, and therefore we pass like the Maram, whether it's Isser Kachosh or Isser Shomin, every single piece is going to be treif. Why? Because keep in mind, once we start with this Redovok already, it needs to be 60 times the piece that the treif is attached to, and that's pretty rare. So basically, you get a tremendous chumrah. For the Ramah is much more machmer than the Mechaber, what he would have said. Because we have to treat even Kachosh as shaming. Once we treat even Kachosh as shaming, then, every piece that might have touched the Isser, that's not 60 times, the Isser plus the piece that the Isser is stuck to, is going to be treif. Says the Ramah, we can't have such a big chumrah. Too hard of a chumrah for us. Ah, so say, let's not have such a big chumrah. Maybe we'll be Bekiyim, Bein Isser Shamim, Isser Kachosh. No, but we're not Bekiyim, so what are we supposed to do? So therefore, says the Ramah, he comes up with the Kula. What did the Ramah really say? Right? Let's even say, I'm going to put this a little bit. He would have said, big chumrah. Meaning the same chumrah the Mechaber had by Shamim, but now he's saying it even by Kachosh. That's a big chumrah. Rather, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says we can't have such a big chumrah. Instead, what does he say? He says, hold on a second. So, what does he say? He says we're with Tsarif two Tzadim Lahakel. What are the two Tzadim Lahakel? The two Tzadim Lahakel are Seiroth Tzadim Lahakel. One, the Ramban and the Ravya who say, Afilu Isser Shamein, Oser Rak Kdei Klipa Ben Licha. Right? They say, the whole thing about fatty things going further, it only says that case in the Gemara about Tzli. It never says about Licha. Maybe Melich Groteach, but maybe it's not exactly Groteach. That's one Tzadim Lahakel. Second Tzadim Lahakel is Rabbeinu Nisano, that an Isser Shomein is Nifapeya L'Kol HaChatichos L'Kulam Mitzdarfin L'Shishin L'Vapo. He says we can mitzarif two tzedakim l'hakel. What's interesting, he says, I wouldn't have necessarily wanted to mitzarif these two tzedakim l'hakel. Meaning I could have, but I would rather not have. He doesn't mean like I couldn't have halachically, but I'm going to make something up to you before. Right? He means like I could have been so much hit, but I wouldn't have wanted to. I'm not entirely, halachically I could put these two tzedakim l'hakel together and come up with a kula. But I wouldn't have wanted to. If I had another option, I wouldn't have wanted to. But my only other option, since we're not bekiyim, is to be very machmir on all isurim. That's too hard for us. And that's how you read it. First, he started by Yeshom Chabalikin or Sosday Klipa introduced the Ramban and the Rav Yah. And then he says, okay, keep that Ramban and Rav Yah in your back pocket. Now, we're not Bekiyim between Kachosh and Shomim. So what do? Now we're going to end up here that each piece that's less than 60 is Usser. That's too hard. So rather, we rely on Rabbeinu Nisanel, who says that they're all Mitzarf to Shishim, to being a Vakal. Because remember, this could like have Usser all their meat in a lot of cases. Rather, we rely on Rabbeinu Nisanel to be mevatelet. And why do we do that? Because even though it's a kula, because we're so much together Rabbeinu Nisanel on the Omer and Omer Kedek, the Ramban and the Rav Yah, and that's how we have no choice but to do this because we can't be. We're not the key, it's too hard for us. So he's willing to do a kula for Rabbeinu Nisanel, but save us the Ramban and the Rav Yah because we can't just stick with the Machaber. Because we're not Bekiyim, so we'd have to be much more Machmir than Machaber, and that's too Machmir. That's the pshat of the, give me a second, no, that's the psak of the Ramah. And what does that mean? But, folks, thank you. So, what does that mean? Lemaisa for the Ramah. What does that mean? Lemaisa for the Ramah. It means very, very pashat. If the total of all pieces is not 60 times the chaticha she'ha'isser davuk bo, then it's all isser. Okay, what can you do? But if total of all pieces is 60 times chaticha she'ha'isser technically. Then what do we say? We say we're so much on a tzir for two shitas. What do you mean? Maybe when the Sanhedrin's correct, and if not, the Rav Yom Kippur and the Rabbah are correct. Meaning, maybe it spread to all of them and got bottled through all the pieces. And if not, maybe it only went through Kedei Klipa. But we don't worry that it only went through the whole piece of each piece it touched. Rather, therefore, we say, Mimonavshach. Right? We say, then what do we say? If it spread, then Rabbeinu Nisanel and it's bottom. If not, then Ramban and the Rav Yah and the pieces that touch the Isser are Asur Kedei Klipa. And that's what he says. If you know what touched the treif, it's Asur Kedei Klipa. If you don't know what touched the treif, what is he? And if you don't know which pieces it touched, then you'll do a shlo. If you look together with the shach, Sivkot and Lamed. Hey, he says the same thing. Right? Meaning, what does this mean? If you know which pieces touched, then peel them. If most pieces may have touched, then peel all of them. And if only a miut may have touched, this is going to be reminiscent of what Machaber said for the whole thing, then they're all mutter, because even though a minority have to be peeled, they're butthole to the ones that don't have to be peeled. That's the psak of the Ramah, and that's how Ashkenazim hold, and even though we're more mekel, whoever heard the Ramah being more mekel than Machaber, the reason we're mekel than Machaber is because our choice is to be more mekel than Machaber or more machber than the Machaber, and it's too hard to be more machber than the Machaber in this case. I mean, obviously, in other cases, it's too hard, tough luck. What he meant is, there is room to come up with a heter, and even though he would have wanted to be a little extra machmir, but since the choices are only to be very machmir and lose a lot of money, or to not be so machmir, he's mamin on the ikar din and not so machmir. Yoni. I'm not sure how that would help, meaning if all the pieces didn't touch, then how would it get to the klipa of the piece that didn't touch it, if it wasn't spreading everywhere? But if it does spread everywhere, then klipa is no malav lo morid. Once it spreads everywhere, it does no good to do a klipa. If it spreads everywhere, it spreads through the pieces. So mimanusha. If it's going to spread to a piece that didn't touch, it's obviously spreading more than klipa. So mimanusha. Which first case?
In the case where if not, then you could be made up like me. It doesn't spread it, you make up, so it shouldn't you have to.
Oh, sorry. So I didn't mean two cases. I meant one case. This is one case.
So, yeah, so within that Sabah Hakel, so then shouldn't you have to do people like what happened? Or should you just a case that's for people? I want that touch.
Yes. No, I mean, you always have to.
The relative to do people are on one that touch.
You always have to do a klipa on this touch. I mean, mimanashav, if it spread, then it's totally bottom. But maybe it didn't spread, and it only has to take klipa. So you always have to do a klipa. I don't. This if is not two possibilities. Let me say it a little better. Maybe it spread, and then made it sound as bottom. Maybe it didn't spread, and then the piece that touched has to take klipa. This is what you have to do. But you always have to take klipa. Maybe it didn't spread.
We don't know if the klipa has anyone.
What?
We don't know which one.
It depends. If you don't know which you touched, but you know it didn't touch most of them, then they're all okay, because the ones that you have to klipa are bottom. But if you don't know which you touched, and it might have touched most of them, then you have to do a klipa on all of them. Correct. Yes, no.
I'm sorry. This is in the bathroom, but where did you figure out that the revised position is based off of the sneak lap of the bathroom?
Oh, it's what he says right here. What he's saying.
I don't see the name.
You don't have to see the name. Just see the svaras. What did he say first? He said, "We're noeg l'shar b'chom alicha b'shishim kamo b'bishol dimika shishim ekol b'yachad neged kol." Right. First of all, we're mitzarf all the pieces for shishim. That's obviously written at the top. And how do I know it's only mitzir for the Ramban? Because then he says a little later, "Mikol makom yesh lisma b'chi agavna adivrei hamekilu musvirlu de'ino osur b'mlicha rak kedei klipa." That it never goes further than kedei klipa, which the Ramban and Rav Yah. And he also introduced himself by saying that. So basically, like, he didn't say any names, but those are the sheikhs he said. Maybe the names are more explicit in the Darkei Moshe. I don't remember. If he had the names more explicit there, could be not. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe just. But logically, I think if you read the Ramah, that's clearly what he is saying. Okay. Let us go right to the Ramah then. Yes, Binyamin.
But in the past, Simon Ramah, the Ramah is very math Ramah. But
you do need Shishim here. You also need Shishim, right? You need Shishim all the pieces together. He just says you need Shishim all the pieces, not in each piece.
It needs to be your math here to only spread more than Cleveland. Over here,
you're making all the same people. No, but he's thinking of my new Manavshah. Either it spreads so far that it spreads everywhere, or it only spreads to be a klipa.
But he's still
down. So you're right. He's taking a kula in addition to his normal chomers. Normal chomers that it spreads very far. But he says, now I have to add a kula. His kula is not that it doesn't spread. His kula is that either it spreads so far, or it doesn't spread at all. He's just not, meaning either it spreads everywhere equally, or it doesn't spread at all, only to the klipa. He just says, we don't have to be choshe that it spreads through a whole piece, but not to the next piece. That he's willing to be makel based on tutsan lahakal, meaning he's willing to assume either the Rabban and the Rav Yah are right, or the or the Rabbeinu Samuels, right? Okay, let's just finish up there. When are we not bekim between kachosh and shamin? Is there that shayich shamnunis? Like fat or gravy for meat, meaning anything that comes from an animal is shayich shamnunis, right? It's meat. Something that's not even shayfi fat and chametz pesach, like bread. But then obviously there's only kli bad where you don't need any mikias. It's not even shayich shamnunis. Okay, so let's just review this with the shach and put together a few ramas. Let's just review the Ashkenazic lack of mikius, right? Ad hayom hazeh, you actually see in Sephardim shoes they learn more mikius than Ashkenazim shoes. Everyone keeps up their masorah. Rabban used to complain all the time about the Ashkenazim. Did not have mikius. How about Einan Ubekiyam? So, what is the chiluk that the Ramah is making here? Between Dover Sheshayev Bo Shamnunis, like meat, and Dover She'ein Shayech Bo Shamnunis, like bread. Right, that's the Ramos Chiluk. And what did the Ramos say? Something is Shayech Bo Shamnunis, then we're not Bekiyim. And we are Machmer. Something it's not Shayech Bo Shamnunis, then we don't need Bekiyas and we're Mekel. However, it says the Shachirans of Cotton Lamed Ches. Says the Shachiran Lamed Ches. He says, Mikol Mokom HaMinag She'en L'chalik Mi Yubis Rabboni Yish L'hakel Ad Kam Loshon Toros Chata Sof Chal Lamed Ches. U'mashma Da'afilu B'mokom Hefzid K'tas. He quotes the Toros Chata and the Shach a few places in our Simon said this. He says this in Lamed Ches. He also said this way, way back in the Shach Sivkot Tes Zayin. I'll read you the Shach Sivkot Tes Zayin. He said, the Ramah said also by Tzli, O Shar Isser to Shayech Bo Shamnunis. Right? The Ramah, both by Tzli and Malicha said only Shayech Bo Shamnunis. And he said there also in Sif Hey, of the Isser to Lo Shayech Bo Shamnunis, with Vaday Kachashim, or also Rakadim Ketiva. Right? So let's just. This is. He says, what did the Ramah say? This is Aser, and this is Mutter. Who says this? The Ramah in Sif Hey and in Sif Kes at the end. Says the Shach, however, the Minig is to be Machmir, but not in Issa Drabbanan. Basically, what does the Shach say? He makes no Kibda. This is only by an Issa Drabbanan, but by an Issa de Oraisa, Aser. And the minhag is to aser even dor she'in shayech bo shamnunis if it's an isser d'oraisa. However, that's what he says there in Sivkot Tes Zayin. V'adosos marav kanda isser kochos l'gamei nu osur rakidin kilo and isser d'rabbanan kibbol kamen sif tes. He doesn't mean it's in the Ramah l'kamen sif tes. He means it himself l'kamen sif tes. Where he says, a minhag de'in l'chalik, except by an isser d'rabbanan we can be mekel. Miu, okay, so what does he say? He says in this case, this is Osir, but you can be Mekel if there is a Afila B'Mokom She'ein Hefzid Ketzas, you can be Mekel Legamre. So here he says Mutter Legamre, but what about if it has no, not Shaykh Bosham Nunes, but in Zisr Doraisa? Then the minig is to be more machmir. How much more machmir? If you look at his lashon, what does he say? In this case, we're mekel even if there's no hefzik tzas, implying that in this case, we should be mekel if there's hefzik tzas, which Rabbi Kiva Eicher makes explicit, aser, or al pi minhag. I mean, it's all a minig anyway. Who says this? This says the Toras Chatas and the Shach. In Sifkut and Tes Zayin, and what am I reading now? Lamed Ches or something?
Mamet Ches. Omoter Bemokom Hefsek Tzas. That's the implication of this Shach. The implication is Motor Bemokom Hefsek Tzas. She says, Ah, by Nisro Abel, it's Motor even without Hefsek Tzas. Implying by Nisro Reis, it would Motor Bemokom Hefsek Tzas. And this is explicit in the Rabbi Kiva Eger at the end of this Sif. Right? So, how do we know this? This is the Mashmos of the Shach. In Sifkat Lamed Ches, and it's Mefurish in Rabbi Kiva Eger at the end of Sif Tes.
Okay, so why do we know this? Kula of the Ramah says, not Shayach Shamlunis, even Ashkenazim know the difference between a cucumber and a piece of fat. Not so Pashit. The cucumber is a Sderabana, then we know the difference. But this Sderabana, the minigs be Makra, unless it's Hefzik Tzas, which is still pretty big. Which is still a pretty big Kula. Because, like, you know, Hefzik Tzas doesn't mean you lose a penny. It means not a Hefzik Tzas, but it's worth money. Okay, most cases are Hefzik Tzas. Let's continue the Shach Lama Ches. He says, Mi Yubi Shayach Bo Sham Nunis. What if it's Shayach Bo Sham Nunis? Then the Ramah is Machmir. Shayach Bo Sham Nunis Machmir. But if there are differences in the Raisi and the Rabbanans, says the Shach, Afi Shurak the Rabbanan, Kamul Shumana Gudu Knokonos, Yish Lahachmir, but Mokam Shayin Hefzik Tzas. Well, she said, this is God, Nechav Zayim, Shem Nalkol, Panam Chil of Heim, Shayin Kev Yisrach, Chokush Lagambe, Dirabbanan. What does he say? But on an Isser, Drabanan and Shayach Bo Sham Nunis, it's Osir, but it's Mutter v'makom Hefzik Tzas. So the Shach is also, he was more Machmir. And Isser Doraisa, even though Shayach is Osir no Hefzik Tzas, he's also a little more Mekel. And Isser Drabanan, even if it's Shayach Sham Nunis, more Mekel if there's Hefzik Tzas. That's the Shach in Sifkat Lamed Ches. He also said that he footnoted himself in Sifkatan Chav Zayin. He said, Lachosh Lahaminog, Demoksha in Hefzik Tzas, Yish Lahach Trich Shishim. He said the exact same thing in Sifkatan Chav Zayin. And he said the same thing in Sifkatan Yud Beis also. Lafia Mina Das Harav, Demokom Shein Hefzik Tzas, Apigam Lishash Trich Shishim, Afilabim Licha, like I'll say a little later. So this is the Shach, and he's not making it up. He's quoting from Ramaz earlier in Hilchos Melicha, Sifkatan Yud Beis, Chav Zayin, and Lamed Ches, all says the same thing. Okay, so now we see that, like, the real main Isser that we're not making by Ashkenazim is for Doraisa that are Shaykh Bosham Nunis. If it's a Drabana Shaykh Bosham Nunis, or Doraisa Shein Shaykh Bosham Nunis, we're making perhaps a Tzas, and if it's Drabana Shein Shaykh Bosham Nunis, we're making Lagamre. Okay, it's a logical kind of chart. Let's continue the Ramah. Finishing up the Ramah, Yesh Omer, Divya Hefzid Meruba, Yesh Lahatib Remlicha Yide Klipa. Some people say in Hefzid Meruba, we can be Mata or Melicha through Klipa. Afish Kvar Nogu Lasharkam Melicha Beshishim. I feel the best to Kachosh, even though our Menag is to be Mashar or Melicha Beshishim, even if it's Kachosh. The Yesh Lishmoch Azeba Isser Kachosh, Ainwell Menag Lashar Beshishim. We can rely on this for Hefzid Meruba by Isser Kachosh, Avaloba Isser Shamin Shmidina Tzar Shishim. All of a sudden, he has another Kula. What does he say? Behefzid Meruba, any Isser Kachosh, even if it's Shayach Bo Sham Nunis, right? Which is what he's talking about until now. You can make El B'makom Hefzid Meruba, Asur, Umutter B'makom Hefzid Meruba. This is the Ramah, Sof, Sif Test. So now we have, basically, if it's like the box with two Chumers, Mutter Hefzid Meruba, box with one Chumer, one Kula, Mutter B'makom Hefzid Tzas, box with two Kulas, Mutter Lagamri. Very logical. Here we have a big machlok sachronim, that Rabbi Kiva Eger here quotes a machlok is being him and the Menchus Yaakov. I personally am nota, I must admit, to Rabbi Kiva Eger. What was this kula? This kula behefsid meruba? Was this just be sonach on Arbikias, which is a little funny, you know, all of a sudden sonach, maybe. Or was it only Bemlicha, Bitseraf, the Ramban, and the Rav Yah? That's a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Menchus Yaakov. Menchus Yaakov is quoting Rabbi Kiva Eger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger here. He says, no. Rak Bemlicha. Only Melicha or Mekel and Hefzid Meruba. What? Because you have a Tseraf of the Das of the Ramban and the Rav Yah. According to the Ramban and the Rav Yah, there is no such thing as bad in Melicha. And even if there is, maybe we're Mekian. So we can make a perhaps a Meruba. Says the Minchas Yaakov,
quoted in the Rebbe Kiv Eiger. He says, afilu betzli, meaning there's no tseiruf necessary. Okay, so we're not sure what the Rambam meant.
Did he mean to say even itzli or mekel the Rebbe Kiv if there's hefsin meruba? Or did he mean to say that only in Malicha, we're makele to someone called Rebekiah if there's hefsin meruba? The simple shot, since he only says, the simple shot in the Ramah is he says, Yish omrim, if hefsin meruba, yish lahater, bimlicha, al yidei klipa, aflishu par nagu. Pashiv shot is definitely like the Rebekiah Eger, which is what he says, not my idea. He says, be listed Ramah, because log hefsin meruba, bekach shokhar al das, yish omrim, to bimlicha, aflishu par nagu, came, but sleetel shayat came, not. Okay, he adds a little to the Ramah, but this, I think, is the Pashas. Probably hold like the BQ Eger, I'm assuming that's the Yaakov.
Okay, but this is the charge for the Ashkenazi Minhag that we're not the key in Ben Kachosh Leshman. Okay, any other question about the test before we go weiter?
Okay, let's go to Sifyot. Bamed Varmar Murem Sheisra Eter Shnei Meluchin. Bafilo Isra Meliach Eter Tafel.
Okay, here we have Machlokas Yimotzichon on the Ran. Who's the Yesh Omer? This Yesh Omer is the Ran. Yesh Osrin is the Ran. How do we know he's the Ran? Says the Gra. Who das Haran? What's the Machlokas here? The Machlokas here is that the Gemara says very explicitly. Their Lashon is Tamei Meliach V'Tahor Tafel and Tahor Meliach V'Tamei Tafel. What does that mean? If the Isser is salted, it asers the Heter. If the Heter is salted, then it doesn't become Usser. Meaning the salty thing gives its taste to the non-salty thing, and not vice versa. This is a Mefurish Gemara. Says the Gemara, if here you have Maliach, and here you have Tafel, then the Tam goes from the Maliach to the Tafel, but it doesn't go from the Tafel to the Maliach. Why? Because if you know anything about salting, anyone ever salt anything in their life? What happens when you salt something? All the juices start coming out, right? So when you salt something, everything goes out into the other piece, whether it's salted or not. But when you don't salt something, nothing comes out of it. So what could be the problem, right? Imagine, you take a piece of meat and you don't salt it. Nothing comes out of it. So what's the problem? That's a Mefurish Gemara. So what's the machlok between other Rishonim and the Ran? The other Rishonim just passed like this, and this is what the Mechaber says, right? If they're both Meluach, it's a problem. If the Isser is Meluach and the Heter is Tafel, then it's a problem. But if the Heter is Meluach and the Isser is Tafel, then the Heter is Meluach and the Isser is Tafel. The Heter will go into the Isser, but who cares? The Isser won't go into the Heter. No problem. That's the Mechaber. That's what's fired and hold. However, says the Ramah, there's a sheet of the Ran. What does the Ran say? It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Ran makes no kin to the Gemara. This is the other Rishon. What does the Ran say? He says we misunderstood the Gemara. This was the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is the Maliach and Tafel are not touching each other. Then the taste of the Maliach goes into the Tafel. The taste of the Tafel doesn't go anywhere. But if they're touching each other, what's the star of the Ran? What happens when the Maliach and Tafel touch each other? The what? The salt goes on the Tafel. Says the Ran, now it goes both ways. Why? Because the Tafel gets salted. The Tafel now has salt. Right? If it's touching, then the Tafel also gets salted. Only a little salted, but a little is enough. And that seems to be the Etzem Achlokas here, is touching something salted enough to salt you also. If something unsalted is touching something salted, will that also salt the unsalted thing a little? The Ran says yes, the other Rishonim say no. The other Rishonim say no, that's only a little salt. You're touching something salted, that's not enough to salt it. The Ran says no, it is enough to salt it. Okay, says the Ramah me'ikradin, we assume like the majority of Rishonim, but if there's no hefsid, then we paskin like the Ran. Yes, no.
isn't the Ran just like completely against the whole principle? Of how
Liak
is only
a
one-way street.
It is a one-way street, but since they're touching, now they're both Liak.
Isn't that like every single
Only if they're touching.
Aren't they always touching?
No, sometimes you'll put a bunch of things down on a table and you'll salt them all together. They won't be touching. And that's the Okimte makes the Gemara. What you're saying is he's making a weird Okimte of the Gemara going against what we thought was a Pashut Gemara. Yes, he is. We thought there's a Pashut principle. He all of a sudden says, oh, that's only an Okimte. Really, it doesn't work that way. That's the finish of the round.
Aren't we? Even in this, like, all these shabbiners,
he admits it's only one way street.
They're all assuming that.
He would have to say that everything until now was only if it's not touching. Keep in mind, the Ron didn't write everything until now. Right.
I thought that even in the most machmir formulation of what internet hamach hamach was, they said it was like more salty than usual.
Aha. So, okay. This is the crux of the machlokas if I'm analyzing properly. What do all the other rishonim say in the Ron? After all, isn't it true that one side of this is facing something salted and gets salty? The answer is yeah, but it doesn't get eron echo machos velcho, right? It gets a little bit salty by touching a salty piece. Big deal. That's why everyone else disagrees with the Ron. And why the Ron's minority opinion. We're only machlok for the Ron if there's no hefset. By the way, the machlokas are no hefset Ruba, hefset muad. We're not sure what the Ron means here. Okay, but what would the Ron say back? I think what the Ron would say back is this. You're right. If something's a little salty, that's not meluma. But if something gets a little salty from something that's eino necho machmas milcho, then that counts as eino necho machmas milcho. Meaning once one piece is eino necho machmas milcho, it can even make the piece next to it eino necho machmas. I take that back. It doesn't make the piece next to it eino necho machmas milcho. But since this piece is eino necho machmas milcho, whatever it touches is affected by an eino necho machmas milcho and takes on some of those characteristics. That's the finish of the run. Because we don't, I mean, the simple answer is we don't say that. I quoted that from the Ravaz as an explanation of a certain Rambam who we don't paskin like. Well, why don't we say that? Oh, Hilchos Melicha, meaning the Samachs. You'll find us saying that. Let's say Sim and Samach test at the beginning. You'll find Shitas that say that, that we hold like. The answer is, because if you learn Simon Samach Tes, we say if something's tarred lahaflit, it's not bolea dam. But it is bolea anything else. And here we're talking about not an isser of dam, but an isser of chelev or nevela, etc. Okay, and why is that? Because dam is different. Might after the fact that dam is slippery. Okay, but that's a principle. If you look at Simon Samach Tes, the idea that when it's tarred lahaflit, it's not bolea, which I like the Ravaz who went into the Rambam all over, but that has nothing to do with halacha lemaisa and the Shulchan Aruch and Achronim, is only that it's not bolei of dam, but it is bolei everything else in the world. Okay, Sif Yonatov. Zesh, and we discussed this once already. Zesh, Amar Nebiyas, Mulei Afetur, Tafel, Shuma, Shamein, Oser, Achi, Boshishim, Levatlo. Right, what do we say? That if the Isra is Meliach and Shamein, it'll go through the whole piece. Da'ak, I'll show you, Isra, Meliach, Lamata, Vehetur, Tafel, Lamala, only if the Meliach is on the bottom. Shouldn't that talk over? Because Tata governed the Tata is cold. The Yesh Omrim says that is the sheet of the Rashba and the Mechaber. Right? What's this? This next case? Here we have, forget about Napakias, let's use Mamash Shamein. Here you have Isser Shamein, Maluach, Heter Tafel, that's very easy. It is all Asr. That should be easy. What's the machlokas? Here you have Isser Shamein Tafel and Heter Meluach. Isser Shamein Tafel and Heter Meluach. No, that is not what I meant at all. Sorry. I mean, it is. But I meant here's the Meluach. Right? So let's say. Here is the Isser Shamein Meluach. And here is the Heter Tafel. So here we have Machlokes. Says the Rashba Tata Gavar. And therefore the Tafel beats the Meliach. And it's only also Kedei Klipa. Kedei Klipa. That's the Rashba. The Rashba assumes that Tata Gavar applies to that Tata Gavar applies to Malicha just like it applies to Tzli, because Malicha Karoteach makes a big equation. However, Tosos and the Rush disagree. Who is the prince? Sihil's Rush Smach Tor?
Let's take the Tosos and the Rush for now. You notice there is definitely a Ashkenazic Sfarad split here. They say that nope. Inyan Hatag Gavar. Eino Shayach Lulicha. And therefore, it's all Asur. How do we paskin? The Mechaber paskin like the Rashba that the Hatag Gavar applies. And the Ramah, when he says Yesh Cholkim, he says, we hold like that, Yesh Cholkim. The Ramah disagrees. So the Mechaber paskin like the Rashba. And the Ramah disagrees. Remember, we had a Chakir once in Tzadik Aleph. Right? Does that mamish mean that Meliach is exactly the same kind of heat as Tzli, or is it just similar in some ways? This is another nafkamina of that. Rashi says Meliach Rotech, Tatar Gavra. And what if the Rama says? He says, no. Tatar Gavra is about heat spreading. Over here, like, saltiness doesn't spread, and non-saltiness doesn't spread. If something's salty, regardless of whether you put it on top or bottom, it's not going to stop being salty until you wash off the salt. And if something's not salty, it's not going to start being salty until you salt it. Okay, and we obviously pass like the Rama. Okay, good base, new Indian. Not new Indian, but Gavino Shinasu with Fuse Goyim. If you make cheese in Goyish molds, right? They're making cheese molds in those days, right? That's why cheeses are shaped. And apparently they're in salted cheese. I'm not sure why you salt cheese, but I'm sure there's a very good reason. It's part of the cheese making. I don't know if it's still part of the cheese making, but you salt cheese. Afish and Nimluch Mitochan, even though the cheese was salted in a Goyish kli. Meaning a treif kli. You salt kosher on a treif kli. That's what's important. Mutarim, it's mutar. But din in the heter b'sharkli yisur. And they say it's not cheese. It's the same to any salting of heter in a treif kli. It's always mutar. Vafiling the manukov. Even if the salty kli has no holes in it, to drain out the liquid, it's still mutar as long as that doesn't become a case of kavush. Why? Because Moliach is not so karoteach that it's going to get the taste out of a kli. Okay, this is the principle called. Anyone know what we call this principle? Ein, we're in Sif Yud Beis, right? Ein Molicha B'Kevim. What do we mean? We mean that, if you think about it, heat. Does heat apply? I know I said this once. Does heat have the similar have an effect on a kli? When you put a kli on a fire, does the kli get hot just like a food gets hot? Yes, kalim get hot, right? When you salt a food, it causes a chemical reaction in the food. When you salt a kli, does it cause a chemical reaction in the kli? No. I mean, we have kalim that we fill with. If you took a piece of meat and you filled it with salt, it would start oozing and doing all kinds of chemical reactions. If you take a kli and you put salt in it, what do you have? A kli that's a bowl of salt, which is exactly what the Tosos, this originally comes from Tosos, this kula. It's not found in the Gemara. It's Tosos and it's a Svara, right? What does the Baragola say? Tosos, nafkof yudyem over harash sham. What does the Gras say? Tosos sham. Why? Tosos says, because mais mechoyom, we put salt in bowls and no one worries about it. And what he means by that is, and nothing happens, right? And therefore, remember what we said, that whatever tam doesn't come out of whatever's unsalted, unless that also gets salted according to the Ram. But here, since the kli never gets salted, what do I mean? The salt doesn't cause a chemical reaction in the kli. Therefore, tam never comes out of the kli. Therefore, a malicha for the kalim. So if you have a, again, let's give two different examples. A heter kli with an iser food being salted, then now the kli became aser. Sire. Why? Because the food is salted and the kli isn't. So the tam goes from the salted to the unsalted, right? Because it's like tamei maliach. The tahar tafel, right? If the treif is food, the treif is salted, and now it ushers the kli. So if you salt treif in your kli, you usher the kli. What they're saying here is something different. If you have an iser kli, and you salt your heter in there, your cheese, or meat, or whatever, what have you, then the food is mutter. Why? Because the food is salted, but the kli isn't, because kalim can't be salted. And therefore,
the taste goes from the kli to the food, but not the food to the kli. That's the principle. Taste goes from the kli to the food, not food to the kli, to the food. A kli can't be salted, because this is like tohar maliach, the tamei tafel, to use the language of the Gemara, Daf Kufiyu. Okay. However, adds the Ramah, this is not found in Tosos. Tosos just says mutter, even lechatchila. Adds the Ramah, however, that's only b'diavad, but lechatchila don't do it. Okay, why not do it lechatchila? What's wrong with doing it lechatchila? Not so clear, right? Who said that? Do you remember? The Mordecai, good. So, asar lechatchila for Ashkenazim. Why? One answer is the Mordechai mechubar hadavar, meaning it's not going to cause any bliya, but it looks bad. Mechubar literally means disgusting, bad looking. It's past. What do they say in years past? It doesn't look right to lechatchila, even though it had no halachic effect. To lechatchila, salt your kosher in a treif kli. Okay, the Mordechai says mechubar hadavar. There are other answers. Anyone know any other answers? Okay. The Darkei Moshe quotes in the Isra Hatar are two different things, the two different paragraphs. Yeah?
Can we apply the use of Beit Kelim? That means the Shach would say that only, like, if it's clean, then that's fine, but you shouldn't do it.
Meaning you should never use Shrek Kelim with Hachila B'Kvios. Yeah, but here we're not necessarily talking about Kvios, right? Barai, it's Mutter.
Okay. I mean, it's a reason not to do it.
Okay, but only B'Kvios. Okay, unless that maybe that's part of what the Mordechai has in mind, that you might confuse it with something of Chor Dover. Okay, then, yeah, that's reasonable. Okay, fair enough. You're right. Tosafot already says Tavala Bracha, although he doesn't say why. Maybe it's because of Chor Dover. I'll just give you some other pshat. Another pshat is in the Darkei Moshe, the Shein, the Isser Beheter HaAruch, says, Shash of Shamnunis Be'en. He says, after all, if you're using a treif kli, what if there's a little treif on that kli? Then it could be a problem. There's a little treif on that kli. Maybe there's just some schmutz on that kli. And then it would be a problem. Okay, the truth is, if you look, there's a shach, a very controversial shach, in Sifkat and Samach Tes, Sif Sam, Simon Samach Tes, Sifkat and Samach Zayin, Simon 69, Sifkat and 67. Don't worry, it's much higher than that in the shachs than that. Simon, the long Simon, who basically seems to be along these lines. He says, well, of course, there's no cloak is what he means, but I'm reading according to what I think is the best shot, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger there. He says, well, if the defus of the goyim is not properly cleaned, then it might have a little schmutz, and you'll have to wash over your cheese, and you might forget to. So he's also along those lines, right? Like this is Rantor. Just because of chashash, he doesn't mean there is. Chashash, it might be a little dirty. Right? Doesn't mean you see if there's treif cheese on it, then obviously wouldn't do it. So shash might be a little dirty.
Isn't the shash himself nikil about having a tiny bit of schmutz? Back in Busker's
no, that was waiting 6 hours, not a treif. That was inflation into parv. That wasn't going on treif. Okay, the third shot is a different shot. It's also the same. I'll just write shum. Different shot. Chashash. Lashitas Ravya Yesh Malicha Bekalim. He's Choshesh for the Ravya who says Yesh Malicha Bekalim. So Lachachil or Chosh for the Ravya. Now the Ravya doesn't, what does Ravya mean by Yesh Malicha Bekalim? He knows if you keep salt in a bowl, nothing happens. What he means is, since the Goyim salted cheese in this defus many times, maybe the Malicha started to affect the Kli. Okay, so the Rav Yah don't misinterpret that. He doesn't mean any time you put salt on a kli, there's malicha l'kelim. Rather, what the Rav Yah means is that, you know, if you salt a lot of times, if salt food a lot of times in a kli, the kli itself could start to get a chemical reaction, which we don't like. That's Rav Yah. So I mean, lachosh l'chachila. So we have three opinions: the white house l'chachila, either because it just looks bad. I like Ben's opinion also. Maybe Xera Atu Sli. Maybe we'll throw that at the 1.1 or something. Either because it looks bad, or because there might be some schmutz. or because there is a one sheet as yachid that in some circumstances yesh malich lekeila, maybe we should be chomshish for him. Okay, in any case, we are machmer on this lechatchila, and as Yoni pointed out, we're always machmer not to use trade kelim b'kviyos. Remember the shach in Sivkat and Sadi Aleph, who was just quoting the Ramah in Simon Kuf Chaf Aleph. This means even v'arai. Okay, there's one thing I want to point out to you, that the shach in Simon Sadi Aleph, remember that long shach in Sadi Aleph about using trade kelim, Sivkat and Gimel? He had a long thing. At the very end of that, he said, however, when it comes to Tavlin, there's no problem of Yavish be Yavish. But if it's Lach, then we're Machmer Lechachila. Anyone have a Shach, Simon, Sadi Aleph? Sivkat Gimel. Yeah, here it is. At the very end, he says, here's the end. It must end at some point, no? All good things come to an end. He says, as opposed to tavlin and other dvarim harifim that are lach. Okay, tavlin and other dvarim harifim that are lach. The Achronim somehow understand that to imply that maybe it's not only salting that lechatchila we wouldn't do if it was lach, it's also moist tavlin and dvarim harifin that we wouldn't do. And therefore, one should avoid putting lechatchila, even putting moist dvarim harifin in a treif kli, even though it has nothing to do with malicha, but maybe lechatchila were choshesh for the power of dvarim harifin. Here again, you have to ask exactly why. But we're choshesh also for the agav. I'll just point out something interesting. But I should want to say, if you take the second reason, then there should be a problem on all foods, not only if they are salt. Okay, but let's assume we're not going to go that far. Anyway, Lemaisa, what I just want to add to Sifu Bays, that I'll pee the Shach, Sabi Aleph Gimel, Besofo, Lachatchila Aser Gam, Dover Charif Lach. We're also choshesh lechatchila for dover charef lach, the power of a moist dover charef, we would also be machbron. Because dvarim harifim, again, we don't fully understand the chemistry, but seem to have all kinds of power to be motzi, at least lechatchila. Let's go to Yud Gimel then. Melechot tamlin shebekar shel basar mortim litnim chalav. How salt or spices that are in, you store in a fleshy bowl, you can put them in milk. Meaning even lechatchila. After Rabbi Hudan Mahim Kli Yisr, to me Achar Shehein Yaveishim in a bolim in a kli. What does the Ramah say? It doesn't matter if you're not talking about salting. What does salting mean? Salting means you put salt on something, make it ooze, and make a chemical reaction. If you just put salt in a bowl or spice in a bowl, there's no chemical reaction. That's totally mutter. Since they're dry and there's no chemical reaction, then no room for a chemical reaction, then there's no problem whatsoever. They're not bolim from the kli mutter, even lechatchila. Raksha clean not to be an Isra Dovak, as long as it's clean and there's no Isra Dovak. However, however, what's the difference between salting and putting dry salt and spices? Salting is also lechachila mutter b'diavet. And we want to dive in the shach, that likewise putting wet or moist dover charef is also lechachila mutter b'diavet. Putting dry salt or spices is mutter even lechachila, but a machmer tavolov bracha. But it's better to be machmer. Why? I guess one of these reasons also, maybe it's like a little machura. That's what the Tosaf says, right? Here the Taz disagrees. What does the Taz say? I am Asher Kasatz from Tzadi Hei Sif Zayin Al Zeh, where he said it's not true. Tosaf only meant a machmer tov lebracha by Sif Yud Beis, not by Sif Yud Gimel. And the Shach there in the Nekudah Sekesef disagreed and justified the Ramah. So let's just give a little space to Sif Yud Gimel. How about melach v'tavlin yavesh v'kli v'sari or yisur or etc. Right? So it's mutter l'chachila. But how about tavlo bracha? So here we have a machlokas. Says the Ramah,
and the Shach not here, but the Kudus gets it earlier, who defended the Rama? Hamachmir Tavo La Bracha, and said the Taz earlier, which he footnotes here. Mutter Ligamri. Repaskin, that Hamachmir Tavo La Bracha, and therefore, what does this mean? This means even Bakrai. Even Bakrai, you should not keep salt in a fleshy. Basically, you shouldn't keep salt in a fleshy bowl, or if you do keep salt in a fleshy bowl, you should keep it fleshy. Machmir Tavo, not as an Isser Lechachila. Someone does it, they're not doing an Avira L'chachila. However, the proper practice is that even Ba'akrai, if you're talking about salt and spices, you should not keep them in a treif bowl, or if you keep them in a milchik bowl, keep them milchik. If you keep them in a fleshik bowl, keep them fleshik, which means, good advice, keep your salt and spices even dry in a pirate bowl, and then you'll get a bracha, you'll be doing everything the Mahadran. Right? So the Mahadran are makbid on even dry salt and spices, even ba'akrai, they keep them in a kosher parav bowl or container. But there's no iser l'chachila. It's just machmer tavo lav bracha. Meaning it's l'mahadrin. The proper practice. But no one's forced. So what's the difference between tachmer tavo lav bracha and asr l'chachila? Asr l'chachila means you can't. You have to tell someone they're not allowed to do this. And if someone wants to do it, you have to tell them it's against the halacha. Machmer, if someone wants to do it, they can, but it's proper to be machmer. Yudalit, something we mentioned, I think, once or twice. Toasters on the top of the Kesef base. Melech habalua midam. Salt that's full of blood. Again, why is the example salt that's full of blood? He's trying to say, yes. With the same thing, that's interesting. Leaving a fleshik spoon soaking in your bowl of salt. That's interesting. How about keeping a fleshik spoon in your salt bowl? So maybe that would be machmer tavo lav bracha not to if you plan to use that salt for milchik. Right? If it's only your fleshik salt, then fine. But if it's your general salt, so maybe that would be machmer tavo lav bracha not to. Pashtas. Pashtas. I don't know how many people leave. Do you really leave spoons in your salt anyway?
I have a sugar bowl that has a small fleshik.
Yeah, sugar bowl. Yeah, people always leave spoons in their sugar bowls. I don't know if they ever leave spoon in their salt. We don't really put salt in bowls, do we?
Is sugar not the same as the top one?
What? No, but here he only needs it over harf, I think. What? Pashtas just leaving it as opposed to scooping out, because we wouldn't want to add to a machmer tavo lav bracha more than it says. So let's assume that it's only letting it sit. But you don't put a spoon in it. But it's a bowl.
We have like a little spoon.
Aha. But it's probably not a fleshik spoon. It's probably a special spoon.
Yeah. No,
it comes with it. Yeah. That's because that was liquid and that was a chashash of kavosh. That's much more serious, right? That, according to the Mechaber, is taken as a gover. Right, but here we're just talking about machmer tavo lav bracha, so I mean, misvori, but I don't think we ever do that anyway. No, it's a machabe. The Rama here is tavo lav bracha yud gimel. The Rama here, I don't know. No, he's talking about keeping it in a bowl. He's not talking about a spoon. But I would think logically, leaving the spoon there might be equivalent. You would think logically, no? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe the chashash, I don't know. It's a good question, but I would think.
This is more
mekel
than
Moliath. Why is Yud Gimel more mekel than Yud Beis? Because Yud Gimel is dry. That's the lashon of Mechaber. Me'acher shein yavishim. Right? Yud Beis is when there's a chemical reaction and lots of juice oozing all over the place. Yud Gimel is when it's dry.
So it's not like
meat. Right, exactly. Right. You're not keeping salt with meat. Then it would be Yud Beis. You're just starting salt. Precisely. Yes, sorry. You're right. And that's why it's only machmer tavo lav bracha. Well, again, lemaisa and isur l'chachila machmer tavo lav bracha are very close. Okay. Yudalid, melech hablu midam, salt that has a blia of blood. Basically, what he means to say, anything that's a concentrated taste agent that has a blia of a regular trade food. But the common case is also salt that absorbs blood, because when you salt your food, the salt absorbs blood, and you're supposed to, like, wash it down the drain. And if accidentally
you salt your meat, right? And then what do? You throw it in your cholent without washing off the salt. So the meat is kosher, but the salt on the surface of the meat is not. So what's the din of that salt? Like the example, right? Very common in the old days. Again, not nowadays. Nowadays, you're probably salted in Osherat. But in the old days, you would salt your meat, and accidentally, someone threw a piece of meat in the cholent without washing off the salt. So now what's the problem? So you have salt from salting the meat that you accidentally, you take the salt, put in your stew. Oh, shenasubikidirabasimulukuladachar, a more common case, you put the salty meat with the salt on it without rinsing off the salt. As long as the salt is less than a 60th, it's okay. Obviously, the salt is less than a 60th. If the salt was more than a 60th, you probably wouldn't be able to eat your stew. Right? It would be disgusting. Right? So the sum of the salt is less than a 60th. I would think. Hard for me to imagine eating this. What? Really? Go figure. So it's not so posh.
Between 1.8 and 2.2.
Go figure. Okay. Okay. And in any case, if you're lucky and the salt is less than a 60th, you're okay. Okay. For the mechaber, that's not such a chish. Like, remember, the mechaber doesn't hold the panas. The salt is kosher. The blood inside is treif. So how much blood is in the salt? We're machmir. Then how much blood is in the salt? What are we machmir? The whole size of the salt, we're machmir, might be full of blood. But still, if it's less than a 60th, the blood is less than a 60th. The chiddush is even though agrees, even though the salt is tasteable, remember, salt is tasteable even less than a 60th, and even though the salt is chanan for us, right? Even though the salt is chanan and you can taste the salt, nonetheless, it's mutter. Not us, because itself just to the belay adam. This is a principle, even of Hanan. And what is it doing here? It's an extension of Se'if Zion. Let's just, let me take a picture of the board. And we'll see how this is an extension of Se'if Zion, even for us. Machmer Ashkenazim. Remember what happened in Sif Zion. There's actually nothing in Simon Kafei per se. And I think we already saw this in Simon Sadiqes, if I'm not mistaken, at the very end. But because it's just about how to measure shishi. It's not about how far taste penetrates through cooking, salting, soaking, and roasting. But nonetheless, what's a little bit of a parallel? Here we have Sif Zion. Here we have Heter Shebala Isser. No Rotev. And here it goes into Heter. What happens? If there's no Rotev, Shebala Isser Kachosh. What happens? What goes into here? Only, not nothing. Let's call this heter B. It's a terrible B. And heter A. Only, what goes in? Tam of heter A, not Tam ha'isser, goes into here. Right? Ah, so what do we say? So this remains mutter. Ah, heter A was Hanan for Ashkenazim. The taste of Hanan, heter A, went into heter B. Why isn't that enough to answer it? So what's the rule? The principle is, afal P, did Tam heter A Hanan nechnas leheter B. So you would think B would become usher, because even though the isher didn't go in, the taste of something Hanan went in for Ashkenazim. Nonetheless, what's the principle? Kol makom she'ein ha'oser yochol leilach ein hanesar oser. wherever the Oser, the Isser can't go, the Hanan can't Aser. Meaning, if the Isser doesn't go with the Hanan, Hanan doesn't have independent power. The Hanan only has power as long as it's with the Isser. Right? Ain't a Nesser. I mean, let me give you the Lashon Rishonim. I think the Lashon Rishonim was, if I'm not mistaken, Ein HaNesar, meaning Hanan. Yachol Lesser, Elo B'makom, Sheha Oser, Yachol Leilachim Sham, or Lahalachim Sham, however they say it. Right? Therefore, even though Hetri is Hanan, that Hanan doesn't last forever. If Hanan travels without the original Oser, doesn't do anything. Says the Ramah here, and the Mechab is not supposed to be finished. Same thing happens here. What do we have here? Melach Habalua Midam falls into a Heter. And what happens here? It falls in. Right? Kederas Heter. Nothing to do with sleep. But what happens? You can't. It's bottle the shishim, but you can taste the melech. Says the same principle. Oh, you can taste the melech, and the melech is Hanan, but it doesn't matter. You can't taste the dam, even if it would all be dam. Right? Afal pi, the tam, melech Hanan, nechnas likdera. It's still mutter because ein hanesar yachol lesser yoser mehut oser. Just like dam couldn't aser more than 60 times its own size, melech habalumi dam also can't aser more than 60 times its own size. Right? Again, this is hazar for us because if I recall correctly, this was the end of Simon Sadi Ches. Sadi Ches, the Ramon Sif Ches, Sadi Ches Ches in the Ramah. But it's also here. Right? Plus Sadi Ches Ches in the Ramah. Okay. So much Simon Kof. Hey, one question from Yoni. Why is this true once we apply Hanan? Because Hanan in Shari Surim is only Drabbanan, and we're only Gozer Hanan to make it as bad as that which it came from, not to make it worse. Now you're talking about Basar B'Cholov, that depends on Achlokas, Shach, and Taz, and Siv Zayin, right? That's different, right? So that's different, that's Basar B'Cholov. Okay, we discussed this, if I recall correctly, in some Sadi Ches, Siv Ches, we analyzed it with a little more Lamdos, and I think we said something along the lines of this, that there might be two ways you can explain why this is true, either according to the because they're only gozer to make the melach like dam, but it shouldn't be worse than dam, or because no, they're only gozer in bittel b'shisha, maybe especially part of the ram that's like zero to bas b'chalav. They didn't want to make it worse than bas b'chalav. Nafkamina might be, what if treif pepper gave taste to kosher pepper? If you say there only gozer that it be as bad as the oser, that says the oser is pepper, then eser is pepper and should be oser. If you say it's only as bad as bas b'chalav, then it should be bas b'shishim. The ma'isa, it really sounds here from Lusha and the Ramah like ein ha'oser yacho hamakum she'ein yoser yachol ein ha'neser oser yoser min ha'osro. Really sounds like no, there only gozer to make the hanan like that which made an oser. In which case, it was pepper into pepper or pepper into salt or anything like that, then taka would be usher. Okay, we're not going to get into that now. Simon Kof Vav Rav Osai. We have a famous machlokas, which is, it's a machlokas achron, we had to name this machlokas. So we all pick one way that makes it very simple. And this machlokas is only for Sfardim, but it's very fascinating. It has nafkaminas for everyone. This is a new board, right? So I can erase over here. Let me ask you the following question.
Now, again, if you look here on Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Gra and everyone else, there's a big machlokas, which I'll refer to again, as to whether this is the right jargon phrases to use for it. But we'll use them nonetheless. Let me ask you the following question. Here you have chalav, 1 ounce of chalav goes into basar, 50 ounces of basar. Right? And now it gets cooked with another basar. Now, it gets cooked with other basar. Does this first basar become mutter again? Now that it's cooked with more basar and it has room for the chalav to spread out? Does that first basar become mutter again? What? No. We say two things. The original basar stays usar. What do we call that? We call that efshar lesochto usar. And then what does the Gemara say is the next step after efshar lesochto usar, right? There's one other say efshar lesochto usar and blank. No, it says no efshar lesochto mutter. They don't say blank. What's the blank? Exactly. What is Katicha as the Vela adding? That was the original basar stay usar. And what is this? More than 10, right? So you might have a half mean, and now it's 1 in 60. Now the original basar should be usar? No. What is Hanan saying? Not only that, but you need, you know what? Let me do this a little better. Not only that, that's one. Step two is you need, how much do you need? 3,000 in Tavshil, or else the whole Tavshil is usher. What's that called? That's called Chaticha Nases Neveva. Okay. How about if it's Shari Suri? Goes into Basar, 50. Goes into Tavshil, more than 10. So, what are the Shitas? One Shita is the Ramah. Does the Ramah say Efshul Soto Asar and Hanan, Shari Suri? Yes, that's the whole Shita of Rabbeinu Tam Udime. He says, 1 plus 2. Esha l'sochto usher and chaticha nasis neveva. How about the Mechaber? The Mechaber does not say, what doesn't the Mechaber say? Doesn't say Hanan. Does he say esha l'sochto usher? So here, it depends where you go. Let's call this Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? Rabbeinu Ephraim Udime. Right? Rabbeinu Ephraim and his cohort. Right? Definitely don't say, oh, what do they say? They're so to us, or meaning, all you need is 10 more than Tavshil, total of 60 to move out. 10 more than Tavshil, total of 60 to move out to the Yisr. But then does this piece of meat become mutter again? Right? Only need 10 plus 50. You know what I mean? 10 added plus the original 50. You count the original 50. You don't need 60 more. You just need to cook this piece of meat in 10 more broth. Permit the Tavshil. But what about the piece of meat? This is the machlokes in which two we shown him? And the tour. This is the machlokes in the Rashba and the tour. Says the Rashba, one, but not two. We say Eshel Sof to Usher, even though we don't say Chaticha Nasas Nevela, and therefore the basar, the chaticha, is still basar, even though it's now the whole kashrut is mutter. Even though the tafshul is mutter, that piece is still usser. And the Torah says, you don't know how to read Mara. Says the Gemara, if you say efshel sof to usser, then hatir nas tefla. And if you don't say efshel sof to usser, you don't say hatir nas tefla. Says the Torah, neither one nor two. Meaning, if the tafshul is mutter, the original piece is also mutter. That's the sheet of the tour. Sorry, I meant this. That's it, I wanted to. Sorry, oh, it's confusing because that wanted to. Okay, let me fix this. Observe. The wonders of erasers. Okay, so basically, what do we say about Shari Surin? The Ramah says, Efshel Sof to Usser and Chatiha Nasas Nevela. The Rashi says, Efshel Sof to Usser, but the Chatiha is not Nasas Nevela. The Torah says, Efshel Sof to is Mutter. And of course, the Chatiha is not Nasas Nevela. How do we paskin? So let's read the Mechaber. Chatiha Shabala Isser Ve'im Bashishin Levavon, Shenafla Likdeira, Eina Oseres, Elo Vichesbon Isser Shabbat. Chesbon just means the amount. That's talking about 10 plus 50. You add together, again, it's all for Sfardim. What's in the Kedera? Together with the piece itself. Shishim kineg Isra b'luva, mutter mashab Kedera. Okay, so far so good. This basar, there's no chanan, it doesn't count as 50 basar. Only counts as one Isra. So if what's in the tafshul is at least 10, and together with the chaticha, it's 60 times the Isra, the tafshul is mutter. So the piece also, you know, mutter means, does all the bliya. Obviously, it doesn't mean you dip it in the tafshul for 1 second. It means you cook it in the tafshul, a normal cooking, right? You cook it in a stew like you normally cook a pot. So that all the taste comes out. Does all the taste of Isser come out? Etc. Okay, but that piece stays usser because the taste doesn't totally go out. Efshel sof goes usser. This is how the Mechaber paskins like the Rashba. We basically paskin like the Rashba. Okay, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, it quotes from, I think, another Yehuda, that Vitzir of many, many other Tzadim, Lahakel, maybe we can somehow use the Torah, but that's not a normal case. Normally, Sfardim, Adayim, Lazeh, Paskin, like the Rashba. So if I have a piece that was Bolei Atreif, for the Ramah, that whole piece is Chanan. I need 60 times the whole piece. For Sfardim, I only need 60 times the original Treif, and even that piece counts towards the 60 times the original Treif. But that piece stays usher to the Treif doesn't leave it. That's how Sfardim would paskin. Add the parentheses here. The chen ikar udelo kama shukas le elsim in tzadi beis the afos chatir muteres the stira in tzadi beis if dalid the mechaber paskin like the Torah. But mechaber tzadi beis sif dalid. But either that was a mistake, and that's not the main day of the mechaber. That's clearly not the main day of the mechaber because Beis Yosef here spends a whole page saying how wrong the Torah is and how, you know, I mean, he really makes the Torah look very bad here. He says, Torah is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Clearly, Tzadi Beis said Dalid is just a mistake, or the Shach there tried to give a weirdo kimta that he didn't really mean it. Okay, it doesn't really matter. You could say it was a mistake in Tzadi Beis said Dalid. You could say, make some weirdo kimta there that he didn't really mean what it seems like he meant. Ayin Shalom the Shach. Either way, the Mechaber's real day is the Mechaber here. All Acharonim agree. Masha Enkin, he says, "B'dover hanimlo v'limoach," as opposed to something that's liquid. Liquid is a different story. Why? She'im nafal damakiz v'lotov rotov shel heter v'asro machlus yutov v'chakinis rab rotov shel heter she'ish mikul shishim v'atol adam kula motor shekol nivlo v'lunasariz. Okay, I don't think there's anything interesting about this. The most obvious thing ever. If 1 ounce of blood falls into 30 ounces of kosher gravy. Now it's usher 1 to 30.
But if that gets mixed in accidentally with another 30 ounces of kosher gravy, now it's all mutter. You can't say, oh, the iser never left the original gravy because it's liquids and nothing stays in or leaves liquids. They just get mixed. Now it's a 1-60 ratio. Okay. That seems pretty obvious. What is the Ramah, Ed? The Ramah says, this is all irrelevant for us Ashkenazim. There's no difference. I don't care if 1 ounce of tray fell into a 30-ounce piece or fell into 30 ounces of gravy. Either way, you now need 60 times 30 to matter it. What's the only difference? The only difference is this. Okay, this is also very posture. What does Ramah say? Either way, Hanan, you need 60 times the whole, everything that was usher. What's the difference? The difference is, let's say we have 60 times. If a 1 ounce of tray falls into a 10-ounce chaticha, and then it falls into 600, that 10-ounce chaticha is still usher, because that's still spoke to usher. You have to take it out. And if you don't know which it is, it's bottled to the rest of them. If it's not Ruilus Kabed, I'm going to point out, even if it is Ruilus Kabed, it's bottled to the rest of them. It's not Asar Achaz Atzmo. And the Ramah here, you know, must have meant to be Ramah's Tabas B'Cholim or something. That's the Shach here. But let's say liquid, 1 ounce of blood falls into 10 ounces of gravy. Now you need 600 to be bottled it. But if it falls into 600, it's bottled because, like, you can't find that piece anymore. Okay. I think there's no big chidush here. The one thing which I would like to mention, although the hour is a little bit late, let's just mention one thing, is what's the svara of the machaber? This is a very fascinating machlokas. What's the svara of the machaber? Let's remember the svara of the machaber. Here you have a stew, which is, you know, I don't know, 100. Oh, sorry. I want to make it mutter, mutter is green, right? What's the svar of the Rashba? What's the svar of the Rashba? Why doesn't all the Isser leave this piece and become mutter? What's the svar of Rashba? He does have a phrase, it's ein hagala ba'uchle. You can't do hagala to foods, meaning you can't get all the taste out of foods. But the Mechaber here in the Beis Yosef has Hakira, what he meant. He has a phrase. Ein Hagala Be'ochel. Oh, there's still two ways to understand what he meant. Let's say you had a 30-ounce piece with 1 ounce of heter. What are the two ways to understand what he meant? One, it could be a Metzias, or it could be a Chiddush in Metzias, or a Chiddush in Din. What do I mean? Aleph. Chiddush and Metzias. That the Blias Isser Eino Mitpashetet Bishave Mitavshel Ela Ulai Nishar Kokach Parbe Bisochachaticha. No, same time, bechaticha. One way of understanding what the Rashi meant, he says in his tshuva, "Ein hagol bochlin," is that when you have a blia that goes into a piece, and you then cook that piece in a soup for 3 hours, the blia doesn't spread evenly throughout the soup. Maybe most of it stays in that piece. Maybe so much of it stays in that piece that the piece still tastes treif. So let's say chalev falls into a chalev falls into a piece of chicken. I put the chicken in my chicken soup. Maybe the chalev didn't leave the chicken go throughout the soup evenly. Maybe the chalev mostly stayed in the chicken and only a little went into the soup. I know we're choshesh, all the chalev went into the soup. We're also choshesh, all the chalev stayed in the chicken. And therefore, the chicken still tastes like chalev. That's a chiddush metzias. Maybe the chicken still tastes like chalev. What's the other shot? Chiddush bedin. What's the chiddush bedin? No, of course, if chilev gets absorbed in chicken and you cook that in chicken soup, obviously that chilev spreads evenly throughout the whole, obviously that chila spreads evenly throughout the whole pot. So what do you mean hagala ba'ochlen? What happens when you do hagala to a kli? Does the taste spread evenly through everything, including where it originally was in the water? No, it all comes out in the water and none of it stays in the kli. When you do hagala, but when you cook a chicken in soup, the chilev taste spreads easily in the original chicken. So maybe there's no chiddush in mitzvah. The chiddush in din. En hachanami. Habliya. Mitpashetet. Bichol hatavshel. It spreads out everywhere. Avol mashahu. Nishar. Lachaticha. A little bit has to stay in this piece. Why? Because this piece is part of the soup. Let's say it was 1 in 30, and then you put it in a soup that was 1,000. So now it spreads out 1 in 1,000, but there's still 1/1,000th treif in this piece. What's the chiddush b'din? That as long as there's still 1/1,000th treif in the piece stays treif.
Mehachaticha nishara. The isura afalp she'ein ba tam chitam iser kevan she'nishar bo mashu iser kevan she'nishar bo mashu.
Two different ways of understanding what the Rashba meant. First way means b'mitzias it still tastes like chilev. You have a piece that absorbs chilev, 30-1 ratio. You cook it in a chicken soup. It might still taste like chilev. It might not, but it might still taste like chilev. Because maybe the chilev steam in the piece. The second shot is, that's the havamina of the machaber. He doesn't like that. He says, so just get a way to taste it. If it's a question of mitzias. He says, no. Avada, the chilev spread equally everywhere. That's what Rikiv Eger says in the first one. Rikiv Eger on the same end. Hold on, the third one, he brings the other sheet up. Avad that's spread evenly everywhere. Just it's still 1/1,000th chaylev in this chicken, and it's a chiddush in din. Anything that got a tam of iser, even if it got diluted, so now it's a mashu, it stays usser. It stays usser unless you can get all the iser out. How can you get all the iser out? Ein hagala ba'ochlen. You can only dilute it more and more and more and get it down to 1 in 1,000, 1 in 1,000,000. So this is a fundamental machlokas about, again, for us Ashkenazim, we don't care. We know it's chanan anyway. But for Sephardim, it's a fundamental machlokas. What happens again? Let's just give an example. I cut an onion with a treif knife. Now this onion is treif. Then I cook it in my chicken soup. Says the Rashba, the onion stays treif. Why? Either number one, maybe the treif taste stayed in the onion and didn't go to the rest of the soup. Or number two, no, the treif taste dissipated throughout the soup. But a mashahu of treif bliya stayed in the onion. And any tarovas that starts out in Sina's tam and ends up a mashu stays usser. Chiddush b'din. That's two ways of understanding the Rashba. A nafkamina might be a machlok, as we saw earlier, about what if I cut my onions with a milchik knife and put them in and cook them in a chicken soup. All the posts can say the onions themselves are mutter, but the kreis you place on the Aruch HaShulchan said the onions stay usser. That might have to do with these two ways of reading the Rashba. According to the first way of reading the Rashba, maybe the onion should be usser in the chicken soup, because maybe the milk taste didn't go out, it stayed in the onion. According to the second way of reading the Rashba, if the milk taste went out, there's just a mashu left. Okay, a mashu is a problem if it started at usser. Here, where it never had a chalos isser, a mashu is no problem. Okay, so that's what some Achronim say, that it could be that in this case, according to this shot, the onions in the chicken soup would be usser. According to this chop, the onion of the chicken soup would be mutter because there's no chalos din iser on them. However, then they point out it could be even according to the first shot, the onion of the chicken soup would be mutter because maybe the taste left, maybe it didn't. So if it's becheskes usser, it stays usser. But the onion of the chicken soup were becheskes heter, so maybe they stay heter. So it's not necessarily enough.
When we discussed even about the mitzvot hatil, we talked about cases where you had a top show with no same time of iser and it was accidental, but you added in more water and you were not the institution.
That's because we weren't talking about a chaticha. We're talking about a tafsha. But it wouldn't help for the chaticha.
Why would a chaticha be? Because it's just more of like a unit that you
because either in the chaticha, the taste stays in this chaticha, but if it's just in the broth, it has nothing to stay in, right? Or because the chaticha has, it's one piece that has chalos iser, but the broth is all mixed with the other parts of the broth, so there's no one piece that has a chalos iser that you can have this chalos on. Okay, yes?
You made the last point about how I'm eating.
I will even put it on the board, even though I'm trying everyone's patience at this point. The advantage this year has gone so long that I no longer have a glare from the reflection of the sun on the board. I want to say, remember we had this Tanya Nafkamina. By the way, the Achronim, you can find a million Achronim at any side of this Chakira. I'm not going to start listing everyone. But it might tie into the following Machlokas. Remember, what if you cut onions with chalavi knife? Cook in chicken soup or cholent, etc. And the soup is 60 times the knife blade. Right? There's no issue of chanan here because the onions were nusser when they were chalavi. And we're forgetting about Rabbi Akiva now. We're just dealing with the grazing place. We had a machlokas. If you take this second approach to the Rashba, then you should say, like the Maharam Lublin and the Shach and the Taz and Rove Poskim, say even the onions are mutter. Why? Because whatever milky taste was in the onions dissipated throughout the soup. The onions don't taste milky anymore. If the onions would have been treif, they would have stayed treif as it did. But since they were never treif, the Rashba doesn't apply. Right? The onions are mutter. The Rashba doesn't apply because they were never usher. And therefore, there's no chalos din that they stay usher. But if you take the first shot of the Rashba, and then this is the Beis Yosef's Chakira. Right? Is that my Chakira? Beis Yosef Sakira, first and then second shot. Take the Beis Yosef side of the Sakira, then you might say, like the Crazy Placy, that for onions are usher. Why? Because the Rashba applies. Maybe the milk taste stayed in the onions. Right? You see that nafkamina? That part you got. Why do I want to say it's not necessarily true? Because Rabbi Kivyager here points out that it might be a matter of chazaka. You could also say that the other poskim. And this is what some of the Achronim point out. You could also say, like Rove poskim. Why? Because you could say, whenever something is bolea something and you cook it in something, it's a suffix whether the blea goes out and dissipates or not. So if it used to be usher, it stays usher. If it used to be mutter, it stays mutter. Alts chazaka. Because you could say that because it's a suffix bensius. We don't know for sure what happens to the taste. So you follow chezkas isser, or the chezkas hector. In Simon Kovav, this piece of meat was bechezkas isser. So if we're not sure if the taste stayed there or not, it stays usher. But by the onions in the soup, they were becheskes heter. Before you put in the soup, they were mutter. So if we're not sure if the taste stayed in there or not, we should keep them becheskes heter. So that's what I want to point out, that you can still end up like Rove Poskim, according to both Tzadim and Nischakira. Not to mention the fact, when you cut onions with the milk and knife, you have many other Tzadim Lahakyal, because like the base mayor said, maybe they weren't really milchik, and that's why we can be comfortable being Mekel in that case. Okay, we'll have to finish up the Siman of Mirz Hashem on Tuesday. I apologize for going late. I just want to point out that Siman Kuf Zayin is very, very complicated. And Siman Kuf Zayin Sif Aleph is very complicated. And I want to be able to move a little, so we're just going to briefly, with Kios, run through Siman Kuf Zayin. You know, whoever's already got Siman Kuf Zayin down in Hachana, wonderful, great. That's the Lamahadrin. If not, then I would say just like look through Siman Kuf Zayin a little, get some basic bikiyas, but focus more on Siman Kuf Ches for next time. because I want to focus more on that.